BONNYVILLE. On December 14, local musician and Juno-winning artist Clayton Bellamy approached the town of Bonnyville's council asking if they would help make a fine arts theater a reality in the town of Bonnyville. Through the Clayton Bellamy Foundation for the Arts, Bellamy expressed to council the foundation hopes to create a venue for the Lakeland that has the capacity to showcase arts-based performances in a professional theater setting. It will be a place for our community to create, learn and grow. This space will gift our whole community with access to dance, music, drama, and performance. It will open opportunities for children to fuel their dreams and the community to showcase their talents, he said. The plan for the project is to develop a state-of-the-art theater for the arts, within the old Bonnyville Centralized High School, BCHS, gymnasium. The venue would be used to showcase music, dance and theater among other after-school programs and workshops. The concept, which carries a price tag of $1.018 million for construction, has already received support from the Northern Lights Public School, NLPS division. In a letter of support, NLPS Secretary-Treasurer Paula Elock wrote, "It is important to note that the BCHS renovation included the demolition of the fine art space formerly known as the Lyle Victor Albert Center. The new design of the renovated school space specifically addressed using the former gym as a theater space." She continued, "As the landowners, who are required to ensure the space is used as community space, we are working with the town of Bonnyville and the Clayton Bellamy Foundation to pursue opportunities to develop it as a fine arts center. In order to make the art venue a reality, the foundation has requested $100,000 from the town of Bonnyville and will be asking for $198,000 from the MD of Bonnyville on December 22, during their council meeting. Once constructed, it is the intention of the foundation to operate the venue like a business, filling the theater with programming, collaborative initiatives and events. The idea would be to draw insight from other successful theater models that are also connected to schools and are run by a nonprofit, such as the MacLab Center in Leduc Composite High School. In their request for funding, the foundation also highlighted several other grants they have applied for and intend to apply for, including the Alberta Community Facility Enhancement Program, CFEP, grant. If successful, the CFEP grant would match donations received by the June deadline, essentially doubling funding for the theater project. In response to Cown. Phil Kushnir's question asking what would be done if grant funding fell through, Bellamy joked that he would begin collecting empty bottles around Moose Lake, but quickly returned to the seriousness of his mission to create an inclusive space for the fine arts. The impact the arts have by being accessible to everyone through community-based arts programs is something we believe is fundamental to our community's inclusivity, he said. This town, and the people in it, helped to give me the chance to follow my dreams in music. Being able to perform, learn and grow in a professional setting on a local stage was key to my success. He continued, "The arts bring a tremendous gift to those who participate in them. We understand the power of the arts and the vehicle it provides for our community's health, creativity, and unity. I want to make sure every member of our community has the same opportunities as I did and more." After the presentation, Mayor Elisa Brousseau commented, "I know that there is a gap in our community to provide arts and performing arts, and we know it is an integral part of any community. I thank you for doing this work and having the interest in providing this for our residents here in the town of Bonnyville." It was noted by administration that council would have to deliberate on whether it will approve the $100,000 requested for the project and see how it could be worked into 2022 budgets, which must be finalized and balanced by April. Lise Fielding, the vice president of the Clayton Bellamy Foundation for the Arts, told council the intention is to secure the majority of its funding by June and begin construction this summer. The foundation has already received a donation of theater seating worth approximately $150,000 and sound equipment worth approximately $5,000. Building Community Partnerships. McEwen University has also expressed interest in collaborating with a future theater in Bonnyville. What began as a conversation about scholarships has grown into a larger discussion about collaboration between the foundation and McEwen University, wrote Alan Gilliland, the Dean for the Faculty of Fine Arts and Communications, McEwen University, in a letter supporting the project. While scholarships are still an essential part of our work, we are also exploring opportunities for McEwen faculty to visit schools in Bonneville to give workshops, masterclasses, private lessons and performances, Gilliland stated. The foundation will also support sending students from Bonneville to McEwen for unique student for a day activities. Aspiring artists will get to sit in classes and rehearsals and experience a day in the arts as they watch students create and perform. We think this experience will inspire these emerging artists to pursue a career in the arts.